Welcome to the Cooligans, everybody. We got a hot show today. We got an interview.
Big interview. You know, I love this when we can find comedy and soccer overlapping so heavily, and they come on our show. This is the perfect opportunity to be on the Cooligans.
Comedy and soccer together, snuggling.
Snuggie. Whatever happened to the Snuggie?
Whatever happened to the Snuggie?
Right?
Today's show is sponsored by Snuggie.
Imagine. We need a Snuggie. We need a Snuggie.
With the Cooligans faces on it.
Ooh.
That's the merch.
Which one goes on the crotch? It's a big question.
Okay, I don't know. But you decide in
Let
the
us
comments.
Know in the comments.
Today we are joined by hilarious comedian Alex Falcone. You may know the series Is It a Scam? Yep.
Yeah.
That might have popped up on
taking over social media, taking over the For You page.
Yes, you've seen it on TikTok.
You know
Instagram.
What? Speaking of. Take over the like button right now. Hit the like button for us.
That's
it
right.
It would be huge. Super important. I don't even care if you subscribe or not. Just hit the like button. Yeah, it's very important.
Find out if the like button is a scam.
Hit it and see if it changes colors.
Exactly. So hit the like button right now if you have not.
Is it a scam? Yeah. Nope.
Is it a scam? Nope. Is the like button a scam?
It's just the like button. Hit the like button, please.
Why are you being so conspiratorial?
Yeah. I got to be honest with you. It really helps us out if you hit the like button. So please hit that like button.
Alex Falcone, hilarious comedian. We talked to him. He's a club? I forgot what club he's a fan
Liverpool.
Of. Liverpool. Yes. So we talked to some Premier League stuff, a bunch of other things. We finally gave him the platform, you know, to talk about footy. There's a lot of comedians are like closeted soccer fans.
Because it does, the algorithm would get confused.
right?
So
Algorithm,
is it a scam? Yeah. You know what I mean?
So this is a safe space.
Yes.
To share your thoughts on footy. So he did exactly that. So here it is. Our conversation with comedian Alex Falcone.
Buddy, when we talk about superstars walking in this room, we've got them. We've got them from movies, from the big screen, the small screen, and now the even smaller screen you keep in your pocket.
Exactly. And we said, and you know, this guy means business because he's wearing glasses.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So
we know the way we write our sitcoms. That's the smart one. But this guy, I found out first. I first introduced to this guy from Instagram videos.
Yeah.
And then I find out in one video, I'm like, this guy's funny. You know when you could tell someone has good timing? Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, they must have done actual stand-up at some point.
Sure.
And then in one of the videos, he's like, people keep commenting that I'm funny. I'm a comedian. Mm-hmm. I do stand-up. And I was like, oh, my God. And then I go to a wedding in L.A., and he's right there. I was like, hey, buddy, I think I know you. Turns out he's a big soccer fan. I said, you got to come to the show. He's touring in New York, and now he's in front of us. Ladies and gentlemen, you know him from Is That a Scam? Yep, my guy. The one and only, and unfortunately, he's a Liverpool fan. Alex Falcone, everybody!
It is so good to see you guys again, not at a networking wedding.
Yeah.
That was where we hung out. You ever go to a networking wedding?
I don't think.
Comedy wedding? You did. You went to a big one.
My friend, do you know Margie Mintz and Dan Mintz?
Yeah.
So they were in New York, and that's how I met them.
Beautiful.
And I became good friends with Margie, and she invited me to her wedding, and I'm like, 2.5-3 years into comedy, I'm sitting at a table with Dimitri Martin, BJ Novak, Ellie Kemper.
Whoa.
I'm like, I don't belong. I don't have enough credits to be at this wedding.
What show are you on?
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I went to a really good networking funeral in LA a couple years ago where I got like three things out of it just from walking around. I didn't mean to.
Were you invited or this was your move back when things weren't going so well for you on Instagram?
It starts out as a normal funeral and then everyone's like, man, this is so sad. So what are you doing these days?
Yeah.
Just like that. Wild.
Incredible. Alex, great to meet you formally. Yeah, Alexis was mentioning about just seeing you on our phones. Is it a scam? Yep. And I want to, because I just started following it recently, and now that's all my TikTok shows me.
Yeah.
But it's a perfect snackable thing.
It's like a late night desk piece, but in a compressed.
But compressed enough to tell me what I should be mad at with the world.
Yeah.
And you capture that perfectly.
If John Oliver had 90 seconds, that's what it's supposed to feel like.
Right. Well,
I actually, what it reminds me of is I feel like I'm doing an impression of Adam Conover 10 years ago.
Right.
And I ran into Adam Conover from Adam Ruins Everything. Yeah. I ran into him at a party And he was like, hey, I like your videos. And I was like, yeah, it's kind of like yours. And he was like, yeah, that's why I like
it. Good friend, Adam Conover. Yeah. So that sounds exactly like what he would say.
Yeah, it was perfect. It was beautiful.
Here's what I hate is that I still believe this will end up positive by the end of the video. And every time I'm
every time,
no, it's a scam.
The whole title, the whole point.
Yeah, but you say the yep so fast that I'm thinking, maybe this is a nope.
Well, I don't want to. There is. I did today my first ever nope.
There's a note to it.
It'll drop any moment now. Probably half hour it's going to drop. But I did. What I did is people send in now stuff. They're like all the time, like, tell me, can you research this? Is this a scam? Is this a scam? Is this a scam? And so today I talked about a couple of those. And one of them that people write in about is a couple times is Costco. And Costco is, it's not a scam. They charge you to shop there. Like it's, they charge you to walk. There's no hiding the ball. They're like, you walk in, they're like, would you like to shop here? That costs money.
Yeah.
Like if you still think, oh, what a great deal. They charge you to shop there. That's not a scam. I mean, it's a scheme, but it's not a scam. You're just you're paying to shop.
That's like if you went to ShopRite and they just took $40 out of your pocket.
And then you're like, wow, it feels like it might be a scam. It happened. He looked you in the eye when he took your money.
Why am I getting good deals?
When you walk in. There's a sign that says we're going to take $40 out of your pocket before you walk in. And then like, people still walk
everything
in.
Seems so cheap. I can't imagine why everything's $40 less than I would normally pay.
So my mother is the only religion she follows is Costco.
Yeah.
We grew up in a house with seven people and now it's just not seven people. Yet she still buys food for seven people. I don't go there often. She lives a solid 30-minute drive from Costco and will drive there to get gas because it's like 7 cents cheaper.
Yeah.
And I'm like, classic. You understand that half hour drive, you're burning out whatever profit. And she's like, I just don't want to pay too much.
I get that.
And I'm like, I respect it, but it bothers me so much.
I was raised cheap. Like, I get it. Yeah. But I also like culturally cheap, not religious. But I like, we grew up cheap and we, that doesn't mean anything. I don't know what that sounded like.
It didn't sound like something.
People say they were culturally.
No, we get it. Free Palestine. We get it.
What? Is it because of your race? Yeah.
I don't know. That didn't mean anything. I was raised culturally cheap. And what happens is my greatest moment is when I'm like, you know what? Gas is close. That was when I was like, oh, I'm doing great. I will pay the extra 7 cents for the close gas. I don't need to drive for gas anymore. Well, not to dunk on your mom.
Costco. Yeah.
No, dunk, dude. She got no up, bro.
Just do it, man. Yeah. Just pay for the gas.
Yeah, that's what I tell her
all
the time.
Are you going to look at your bank account and be like, man, 36 cents more than I hoped? You know, that's great. Just pay for the gas.
My aunt will grow to this Chinese dude who has a gas station with no sign, no name gas. It's super cheap. He works it himself. He's like 70 years old. No one else is allowed to work there. Every once in a while, there's like a Chinese child running around, but they're not doing anything. I think homework. And my aunt will pay this guy cash. And she's like, it's cheap. And I'm like, your car sounds like
Yeah. So that's not all gas.
Yeah,
I don't
know what you're buying.
Part of that is Prime or something. There's no way you're getting real gas.
Yeah, a little bit of Crisco in there.
It's leftover amped.
That's crazy.
Look, it's like wild. That. Yeah.
Costco is getting some positive news because they have they're going against the DEI.
They push back against
the anti-DEI initiatives.
Right. So they charge you to shop there, and then they use that money to be okay.
Yeah.
And that's nice. That's in this economy, in this world, incredible.
That's more than enough for us to continue supporting.
Yeah.
Don't ruin my mother completely. Okay?
No.
There's only so much.
But if she was like, I feel like I'm getting scammed, I'm like, no, they charge you. You walk in the door.
Yeah. I think we can all agree the biggest scam is the guys who yell boom every 5 seconds. That's the worst part of
the
Costco.
The TikTok guy? Oh, wait, who are you talking about?
The Costco guys.
The Costco guys.
They yell boom?
You know what I'm talking about?
No, what are you talking about?
You know the family? They boom. Chocolate chunk cookie.
What's the name? The chubby.
They're called the Costco guys.
These are a TikTok.
They haven't popped up on your app.
They were on the Tonight Show.
Were they really?
Yes.
Just saying boom about
they
Costco?
They yell boom. This gets 5 booms.
Look,
it's super corny.
I don't want to. I know we're on your show and it's you guys are doing great, but maybe we should burn the whole social media down.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's been very useful to me, but now I feel bad about it.
I feel like you're doing pretty well, but it's worth shutting down at least for a week.
If the boom guys are on the Tonight Show, maybe we should find a new line.
100%.
But that's the thing is that you probably spend hours doing some research. To create your videos and doing all this stuff, but you're not doing enough booms.
I know.
That's going to get way more millions.
I like that you haven't seen this yet. At one point in the show, I want to pause and then show you two of the videos and then hit record again and just get your reaction.
You can, Cardi, you can pull it up
we're
in
not,
the background.
We're not watching it on my account because I don't want to see them all the time.
I'm also not pulling it up on mine. You have kids, so your algorithm's already shot.
I'm let my child watch that kind
You've
of content.
You've got bluey stuff on yours. If I put bluey in mine, you're not going to see a cartoon.
It's so funny that people don't understand all the way that it is an algorithm, right? So you're like, oh, I see you all the time now. It's because you watch one of them. Yeah. That's how it works. But I will have people will all the time complain. They're like, my TikTok's not good. It's like all teenage girls dancing. I'm like, bro,
no, buddy,
that's,
good
that's not a good brag.
I hate to tell you. Though Instagram did change something where it's like all of a sudden I started getting like people who are like linking bio and I'm like, I need to not touch anything and just look at car videos and food videos to make that go away. And it did go away, no, which is great.
Yeah.
My wife was sitting next to me. I'm like, I have no clue. Also, it was on her, it was on hers too. So I'm like, something's going on with the Wi-Fi. Something's going on with the Wi-Fi.
Your Wi-Fi's a pervert. It's not you.
I think we lent our password to the guy upstairs and he's really getting
it. So Instagram started adding the suggested reels that are like, as you're scrolling, you just see, you know, those that pop up. And this is the worst pieces of content that could, and I'm sure it's directed at me. So I'm in an interracial marriage.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
Thank you. Whatever that means, right? Just
you're a hero.
Which is the
applause?
Applause. Yeah. Okay. For whoever, whatever racist want to applaud that. Anyway. Yeah. But
you're a hero.
But I get so much targeted interracial family stuff that it feels gross. Like it feels like that's what they are selling, their interracialness. It feels so weird. And I'm like, stop showing me
You know what? Is it a shtick? Yep. You know what I mean?
It's a shtick.
We go right after his audience.
Have you ever thought of saying mixed race instead of interracial? I don't tell you how to live your life, but that one comes up on the searches.
The baby's mixed race.
The baby's mixed race. But there is
the relationship isn't.
The account. There are aggregator like accounts that they don't say mixed race. They say literally interracial families.
Okay, great.
I'm like, okay, well, it's like a Pornhub category.
That's what I'm saying.
And it's terrible.
100%. Yeah. Mom and stepson hanging out. Like, that's a weird.
I'm in a mom stepson relationship.
I feel like something happened after this reel. I also, we speak to a lot of women soccer players.
Yeah, and, yeah.
You know, if you like enough women's sports, the Instagram thing thinks you want to see like butches working out. You know, or like studs working out.
Right, right.
And I'm like, dude, I'm cool with it, but it just looks like I'm too much of a fan.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm scrolling. My explore page is like lesbians in love.
100%. It went from like, here's something else you might like to, yo, this is close to like looking like I have a fetish.
Yeah.
Like I need to wipe my phone, dog.
Maybe you do need to watch the boom videos on yours just to reset.
What a mixture that will be. One of the things when we spoke at the at the wedding, you're also a big soccer fan.
Yeah.
Liverpool, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, correct.
Yeah, I hate you. I'm Arsenal.
I know you are, but
I'm also, Everton. He's Everton, so we both.
Oh, it's terrible. Bit of beef. Everywhere. Yeah. Well, yeah, but I'll tell you how it came about, and maybe this will make it more okay. So, when I was in high school, I was playing soccer for the high school team as a terrible third string goalkeeper, but we had a new coach 1 year who was like very, very serious. This is the year we were going to turn the whole thing around, and he was the first one who ever showed us British soccer. He showed us Premier League stuff, and as part of our training was once a week we went and watched one of the games from the weekend together. Wow. And we talked about it, and it was incredible. I'd never seen anyone pass correctly.
You're like, that's supposed to be
it looks like that. It was mind-blowing.
Ours doesn't look anything like this.
And he told us that he was a huge Man U fan. Which makes sense in the early 90s. If you watched soccer here, you probably were. Yeah. So he's a huge Man United fan. And then he also was a garbage person and I hated him. His thing was, if you did something that pissed him off, we would play a scrimmage, he'd join you, and he would slide tackle you.
Jeez.
He would beat up the kids during games. And then right before the season started, he got a job at one of the rival high schools and left. And so I decided, I hate this guy so much, but I like the soccer that you're showing me. So I was like, what team do you hate?
Ah.
And he was like, I can't stand Liverpool. And I was like, I'm the biggest Liverpool fan you ever met.
Yeah, bing, bing, bing.
I feel like if anything you can appreciate, it's pettiness.
I
from
love
any
that.
Club,
yeah, yeah,
as long as it comes from a place of pure hatred.
Can I tell you something? As someone who is now older, when I was in high school, if I would have known that a coach was taking out the kids, I would have been like, yo, F that guy. We need to mess his car up or something like that.
Yeah.
Now I'm like, you probably saved his marriage. You know what I mean? He probably took all that abuse out on the kids.
He was
and went
so
home and was
sad.
Like a lovely human being. He's like, I got it all out.
When he left the school too, it was so crazy because he was like, hey, guy, he brought us all together and he was like crying and he was like, guys, I have to leave. I know he'd put all this work in. I have to go. I got a job. genetically engineering tomatoes in South America.
Yeah.
I'm an engineer originally. I didn't want to be a soccer coach. I got this beautiful opportunity, this huge job. And he was weeping. And we were
like,
oh my
God. Real?
He said this to us in a group. He was like, he's going to go genetically engineer tomatoes. And we were like, okay, man, you got to do what you want for your family. A week later, story in the newspaper that he's joining our rival school as the varsity coach. He just lied to us about, and it was the wildest lie. Like, why tomato? Like,
why make that up?
Why not just say you're quitting or just disappear in the middle of the night?
GMO tomatoes.
Yeah. Was the man just a,
was the like, other team's mascot tomatoes, or
no.
were they? Did they wear red?
No.
Oh, there's nothing. Not even an inkling
nothing,
of
nothing.
The truth.
He just lied.
I have no idea where that came from or why he thought, like, we wouldn't find out a week later when we played them. The, like, yeah. What are you talking
the
about?
The slide tackling I can accept. The lying?
Yeah.
The lying? Wow.
What a terrible human being. How dare you lie? First of all, we could really use better tomatoes. As
we could.
Society.
Yeah. They're not. They don't taste good.
You got my hopes up about
the California tomatoes are great. Everyone get the Napoli tomatoes.
Yeah, what's for pizza? What are the best tomatoes?
Well, the people say it's San Marzano, but it's not. Northern California has better terroir and weather now, so go for it.
Before,
I was just telling you my favorite thing is catching up on the show recently was last.
Listen to it for the first time.
Yeah. Catching up on this thing you told me was good. Look, there's too many podcasts.
There
you guys
are.
Should stop.
I don't care. If
but the point is, they when you were telling the story about Rain Manning that pepperoni.
Yeah, man.
So of course you're gonna tell me what the tomatoes are good for a pizza.
I gotcha. I can introduce you to the growers if you want. I'm actually going to go on a tour soon.
If I go to a California tomato grower and my old soccer coach is there, I'm going to lose my mind.
Oh, my God.
All is forgiven. I'm a United fan now.
Imagine I go to the Napoli farm and some guy's like, yeah, you spoke to my old goalkeeper.
My old third string goalkeeper.
Hey, you know Falco?
How were you as a, I mean, did you choose goal or you put in goal?
I chose goal as a kid because it was the least running and just got stuck
big
there.
Big kid?
Oh, yeah. What are you talking about? Still. Yeah.
They made me run, dude, and I hated
it.
I figured,
like, it was the first time I was ever playing. There was, like, two other goalkeepers, and they just didn't run. I had to do track and field 1 year, and I did shot put because they didn't run. Like, you put me anywhere, sure. Those people aren't running. I'm going to do it. And so we'd have to do a big run, but like the big guys just hang at the back and we'd pump our arms fast.
Yeah.
So from a distance, it looked like we were hustling.
Yeah.
And then we would just walk mostly.
I told this story, but in my seventh grade, I went to a new school. I got expelled in sixth grade. Go to a new school. They're doing a soccer team. They're like, all right, we're going to have tryouts. I was like, I love soccer. Let's go play. So I go and they're like, all right, you guys, here's everyone who's made it. And it's like the whatever, how many of us, like 23. And they're like, we only have enough spots for 22. So everyone do 3 laps around the soccer field. Whoever's last is cut. So all of a sudden,
brutal.
The strikers take off. Midfielders take off. The defenders take off. And I'm like, all right, well, I'm cut from this team.
Yeah.
So I don't care about this, but I'm going to do the 3 laps. I was so slow, I got lapped. So I just stopped after the second.
So and they thought you were done.
They thought I was done. The kid who was not as slow as me got cut, and I had to watch him walk away.
Whoa.
Yeah, real sad. And I got to stay on the team because I was so slow. I got lapped.
Do you ever think you should like call him and see?
No, I told him right after. I'm like, yo, that was real messed up. You got cut. He's like, oh, how'd you get so fast? I was like, no, I was so slow that I was in the group.
Amazing.
I was in the group, and he was like, what? He was very angry with me. I think I bought him lunch.
We did.
I think I bought him French fries.
When I was on the track and field team, one of the things we would do a city run. We'd go out around the
block. Wait, track and field? You just said you were a big guy who didn't want to run.
No, I told you I did shot put. I was doing field.
Oh, okay.
Field is way easier. So I was doing shot put with these guys, and we would go, but they would make everybody go on this long city run around the blocks. And the other shot putters and I figured out that about, it was like a out and back, but around the block. We figured out halfway there through, there was a 7-Eleven, and we could stop in and get a Slurpee and then catch them on the way back. So we would do like a 5-mile run that for us was a mile, and we would come back with blue mouths, and the coaches never figured it out. Like, that was my level of commitment to running.
How is Falco gaining weight?
Every run, he comes back 10 pounds. It's amazing.
When you were playing gold and you were watching the games, did you look at any goalkeepers that you liked or anybody that you mimicked, or did you...
Not
researching anything.
Never tried. Didn't try anything.
Yeah.
Didn't get better. Yeah.
I love
it,
this.
It was great.
You are a true comedian, my friend. You are literally like, built in the lab to be a comedian.
I do think because I play a lot of pickup now, and I stop playing. Obviously, there's no goals most of the time, but I'm the point is exercise now because I'm trying to be less lazy.
Yeah.
And I do think I see the game better than faster people because I spend so much time watching it from the back and just watching plays develop, watching the ball movement. And so when I play pickup in LA with just like some kids at the park, and they're all incredible, and they don't know how a play develops. Like, they're all, the passing is amazing, the skills are great, and I can see the field a little better. And yeah. so they're like, why is this fat guy passing around us a lot? yeah. And it's because I just know where the ball is going and I can see what things are yeah, going. So it yeah. did help on accident.
That's
but I was
great.
Not trying to get better.
I feel like goalkeepers end up making the best coaches because they sort of just have to stand there quietly.
Yeah,
watch
and you
the
yell,
game.
You direct traffic a lot. Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah. You do learn a lot.
Okay, I usually do a segment where I juggle with guests. Can you juggle?
No.
Oh, you can't juggle.
No, I have no. Okay, so also when I was still playing, it was back far enough that we were not passing back to goalkeepers. No goalkeepers using their feet when
you
I was
didn't
in
have
high
to
school.
Use your feet.
No,
I have a big goal kick.
It was like a couple years later that they started being like, oh, every goalkeeper has to really have foot skills now.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, I have a long ball and that's it.
yeah, these guys.
No,
really,
no juggling at all.
Really dodge
I mean,
the
just
bullet,
from hanging
yeah.
out, I've got like, I can do three.
Okay.
But you know what I can do? I can juggle.
Oh, with your hands.
Yeah, my hands.
Yeah, I can also juggle
you
with
my can?
Hands. Yeah, yeah.
All right.
That's
a different segment.
Anytime we're near Clementines. This guy
don't bring Clementines around
you
me.
Bring
you
bring
it
to a supermarket, it becomes hectic.
a scene. I mean, just, speaking of juggling, though, yeah. If you're ever around, I mean, I have a two-year-old, but if amazing. I'm ever around, like, my nieces, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you are the hit of the party. If you can juggle, if you're
Yo,
in front
yeah,
of children.
Yeah. Dude. Two-year-olds are my market. Man, yeah. I'm ready. I can jingle keys, too. I'm really good with babies. Yeah. I'm funny.
I don't know how to talk to kids. I'll be like, what do you do for work? You know, like,
no,
dude,
you got a quarter behind yeah. your ear? I'm ready. I am so good at this. I'm good with kids stuff. I also like Legos and playing Zelda. Like, I'm closer to children hobby-wise.
Yeah. Sure, sure.
We have a lot in common.
I want to revert back to what I said, which is you are literally built to be a comedian.
That's what I'm saying. Sure,
talking
yeah, yeah.
Zelda,
Peter
juggling.
Pan, yeah, yeah. Peter Pan kind of syndrome.
Well, I mean, love it.
Also a lot of free time during the day.
Yeah.
Wait, before we started recording, you had mentioned that you had you were a computer a game
as a
game
programmer.
Yeah. Which I went to school for computer programming, but I ended up going into IT just because like the rest of my family did that, and it just like
interesting.
Coding was just
you come from a lineage of IT.
Just an older brother.
Just a line.
No, my cousins.
That's right. Yeah.
Older cousin. Two of my older cousins.
A legacy.
Got my brother into IT.
Fixing emails.
And I was like building computers when I was like 8 years old.
Cool.
And,
I love that.
But you mentioned
you really made me feel like I wasted a lot of my youth.
Yeah,
just doing graffiti.
Dude, honestly, I would trade my computer programming to No Tomatoes. That's pretty cool. I think you did fine,
but I think I could lead you in one direction. You built me a Cooligans game, and I'll
You know what I want to ask about is just the because I worked at a GameStop for several years, so I was on the I was
this
more front
bragging.
Facing.
Yeah.
Dealing with
line.
Customers.
You were front of house. He was back of house.
Okay, you're the chef.
Yeah.
But I gotta sell it. But the what I'm curious about your thoughts about the gaming world now, because I don't play as many games as I used to, but there because of social media, gaming is like very, very different. Where now, like, I see clips of people complaining. There was like an Assassin's Creed game that had a black samurai who was like a real figure, a real person in history, and people like a streamer is playing the game,
and
the people are like, what the hell is this black guy in this Japanese
woke ninja
yeah, stuff, whatever, and
DEI video
game
and it's like even when we were all younger playing, like we understood that it was all imaginary and very goofy and silly, but then there's something about the realism to games that has now become almost like a political issue.
So that's part of it. I think the other thing is the gamers that I've known have always been not the best at talking, and the fact that they all have YouTube channels now and they're all Twitch streamers is like maybe a mistake also.
Yeah, 100%.
So we shut down TikTok, we shut down podcasts, we probably also have to shut down Twitch. Sorry.
That sounds about right.
I mean, it's just like, it's just a way to get people to pay attention to what you're saying. Like 99% of the people who played Assassin's Creed don't give a crap, right? They're just having a good time assassinating people.
What a fun,
to Creed
what a
or
fun,
whatever else that game is.
Seems very
I've never
American.
Played Assassin's Creed. But like it's just like a couple people want to get a rise out of talking about it. I don't know.
When I was young, we couldn't really afford a lot of video game stuff. Like later on towards like PlayStation 2s and stuff, I started getting into it. But before, I remember we would go to my friend's house and there was a game where it was like a blue character that shot like, it was 2D. He shot like little bubbles. Metroid maybe?
Yeah, Metroid.
Metroid or Mega Man?
No, I think it was Metroid because I remember everybody was like, when this
he's blue,
said,
that's
no,
racist.
It's a woman.
It's a woman.
Metroid is a woman. And everyone's like, yeah, this can't be real. I remember my friends like were like, never. And I was like a little kid. I'm like, what the hell does this have anything to do with anything? I was so confused because I didn't even have a Game Boy. I had nothing.
Well, so if you're I mean, so if you were mad about that now, you would talk about it on Twitter. Yeah, and like right, back right. then, you would just complain rage bait and then clips. Play because it's fun.
Yeah,
like you, it's still fun to play Lady Metroid. Who cares, yeah. right? But so at this point, it's just like it. Yeah, it's I think the best thing to do for all of this is just to not. When someone is like, we have to be mad about. Who cares?
Yeah,
just
yeah,
not,
yeah. Like,
I'm not going to argue with you about Black Ninjas. I could yeah. care less what you think about Black Ninjas. Yeah.
Enjoy your side of the internet. I'll yeah. stay over here.
I'm
with
not going to introduce. I'm not going to. I don't care. Like, if you come out and you're like, "Hey, Luigi's black now," I'm like, "Great. What's the gameplay yeah. like? Like, who cares?" I'm
Luigi Mangione is black. This changes everything.
That's what I meant. That is what I meant.
Props to Amio, free Luigi, by the way. You heard it on Alex.com.
That's not what I said. What I actually did. I will say this is how good I like how susceptible to marketing I am is that hearing about him this many times, I was like, I really should go back and play Luigi's Mansion.
Right, right.
So I've been killing ghosts a lot. I don't know if that counts.
Fire up the GameCube.
Yeah. That was the lesson we learned from the
I don't know if it's the right takeaway, but I was like, man, people keep talking about this. I really should go see if it's still fun.
You know what I think about every time I hear his name? I forget what game it is, but his feet would do this whenever he jumped.
It was Super Mario Brothers 2.
That was
yeah.
2.
Yeah, yeah.
Boom. That's all I think about.
Great.
That was it. John Leguizamo played him, right? In the really bad movie.
Yeah, yeah.
You did graffiti. Let me go back a second.
Yeah. I got arrested a couple times.
You did for graffiti? Okay.
Well, stolen car once, okay. graffiti once.
Here's my question about graffiti. I've been thinking about this since I got into New York. Because the graffiti in New York is very good.
Yeah.
The graffiti in LA is very good. Like, very good lines, can control. Are there people, like, why is it so much better here than other cities? Is it because if you get good, you come here? Or is it like, open mics, there's like more opportunities to get up and do graffiti here. Like, what it are the is the best graffiti artist in Connecticut? Like, someday I'm gonna go to New York and do graffiti.
100%. It's like stand up.
It is.
You have to pick a city. Like, if you do graffiti in Cleveland,
yeah,
there's a point where you're like, I'm better than everybody else.
I've topped out.
Yeah,
you hit the glass ceiling in Cleveland.
Remember those, like, it was called the Fung Wah bus here. It was like there was a bus from Boston to New York, and I think other cities like Philly to New York, where it's a dollar if you take the midnight one,
right?
And dude,
full of graffiti artists.
We'd all go. We'd go. It's called Going Bombing. They might have changed the name now.
Oh, interesting.
You don't want to say that out loud.
Yeah.
But you would go bomb. You would go. Someone would tell you, like, yo, I found a wall. It means, like, you found something that people can't really see you. You could do graffiti. And we'd go bomb. And there'd be, like, a bunch of people we'd never met before. And we're like, yo, what crew are you with? And they'd be like, oh, I'm from Boston.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm down here. So I grew up in Newark. I could bomb in Newark all day.
Right.
But if you were really good, you would take the train into the city.
You take it into the city. Okay, so it is people coming in to be talented.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah, there was a guy. So graffiti kind of died out. And then this guy, there was no style to it. He just wrote the name Jim Joe.
Uh-huh.
He just wrote it. But it was everywhere all of a sudden. And found out that it was a guy from Montreal. Who was like wanted
taking
to help
our jobs?
No, he wanted to inspire New Yorkers to do graffiti again because he was such a fan of graffiti and he sucked at it, but still just came and just wrote Jim Joe
just
everywhere.
Got everybody like, we got to cover up the Jim Joe because he's embarrassing us. We should paint.
There was an era where you're like, I got to cover that. So
I feel like you go to Cleveland and you're like, man, this stuff is not that good. You guys need to find another hobby.
Yeah.
But in New York, this is solid work.
Yeah, it's good art. I remember somebody said to me, like, that might be a dangerous neighbor in New York. There's a lot of graffiti. I'm like, buddy, you're not going to live anywhere then.
Right.
It's literally covered.
Did you see like better lettering? Are you like, oh, this is a nice neighborhood?
Yeah,
they're gentrifying. They're putting the good letters.
I noticed, like, so they're called fat caps. They're caps you have to put on graffiti to get different thickness of lines or whatever. And some of them, by the nature of how hard the pressure comes, you can't control the pressure.
Yeah.
So if you make it too thin, it'll drip on you.
Right. And
getting drips is like,
it's bad.
It's hack.
Yeah.
That's hack. That's like pulling a puppet or a muppet out. You know what I mean? It's super hack. Or like, yelling hamburger at the end of your joke. No disrespect.
100% disrespect. What could you have possibly meant?
I just found out he's still doing shows in the city.
Hamburger. You looked at the camera. What? Not respect.
No disrespect.
Anyway, the worst thing you could possibly do is this one guy. Everyone knows, but not disrespectfully.
But, it's no disrespect because I heard he's a nice guy. But, that is drips. You can't drips.
You can't,
that
means, that's like, a hamburger you didn't care. Of
one of my biggest claim to fame is, did you watch The Sopranos? Were you a Sopranos fan? You know in the beginning where they drive past the pizza shop?
Yeah.
If you were to take that camera 180, you'd see I bombed that whole wall. So my whole, I'm like, I was this close to being on the opening credit. Because he drives through, he drives the old Route 7, which is coming back from the city.
Right.
If he would have just turned 180, and I felt bad because it was a guy's house. I felt pretty
you
bad.
You should feel bad.
Yeah,
you were doing crimes.
I feel bad. By the way,
but you could have been on HBO for it.
I felt bad for the first like 10 years, and afterwards, I'm like, this guy doesn't care about this house. He hasn't painted over it at all.
Is that what it is? Is like if we don't clean it up fast enough, you're like, I deserved this.
Then
I get
people kind of know, like, oh, you could bomb that wall.
Oh, it's terrible.
Yeah.
Whatever. That is, I've been wondering about this for so long. It really, because especially the neighborhood I live in LA has some very good lettering. It's like,
well, you're east then, I suppose.
Yeah, I'm on the east side, and there's just a part of the bike path that is like not very visible from the street. Yeah. So it's got a lot, you can spend a lot of time there catching your drips. Yeah.
There's also free walls, by the way, secretly. Some businesses will be like, just try not to do the front, go to the side.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can have that wall for free.
Yeah.
And people are like, oh, okay, cool. And then that's where you get like really fancy pieces because they have time.
Yeah.
But we should be talking more about your stuff, not my stuff. I do have a question though, because you mentioned you're a soccer fan. Are you doing any soccer? Is it a scam? Yeah.
I have not put anything out, but the thing that I have been writing about recently that I learned an interesting fact that is soccer related, that is scam related, that I've been trying to figure out how to frame. So maybe I can bounce this
off. Don't be about us.
Well, podcasts for sure a scam. We should all die. But I was in a conversation with people about home field advantage.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And did you know? I assume you knew that soccer is the biggest home field advantage of any sport.
Yeah, during COVID, like a lot of home teams lost.
Oh yeah. So I was looking up why. So there's a study from Harvard. Harvard Business School did a study on home field advantage, and all of my theories turned out not to hold up. So I assumed it has to do with travel schedules. It has to do with like the noise of the fans. And they're like, you can actually measure a lot of that and adjust for it. And what they think is 90% of the home field advantage in any sport is due to refereeing.
Ooh.
And in soccer, it has the biggest effect because one call, penalty. That's it. That's the game. That's the whole thing. So, and which has changed the way I behave now. I used to think we should probably let these people alone. They're actually just adults doing their jobs. Who cares? And now I boo the crap out of anybody. I'm going to boo so hard if you make a bet call that I don't like, even if you're right, because I know that's what we actually have the power to do.
Yeah.
Is because refs, like, they're people and they don't like being hated by 70,000 fans. So they will subconsciously, supposedly, make some slight increase in calls for home teams. Which is very scammy.
Because that's the majority of the fans. You're like, I don't want everyone to boo. I don't mind if that section boos at me.
Or like, I made this call and everybody screamed at me and I felt it even though I pretend I don't. And so the next time this call comes up, maybe I'm going to balance things out a little more than I would have.
Yeah.
And because this is the sport where the one call can make the biggest difference, it throws it off. So it's like globally like 70% home field wins. And so I feel like this is a scam. But I also feel like we should find a solution to it, and maybe we can do something together here.
AI referees, bro.
Have it just make stuff up. Yeah, what a good idea.
No. Let's get. But first of all, we already have semi-automatic offsides.
I know. I love that. I do love
goal.
That.
We have goal technology.
I love that.
Let's just let the robots get me a Roomba with an iPad strapped to it out there.
Okay, you got me on that. 100%. I love it. I want more robot umpires.
Yes.
Seriously.
No emotion. They don't care if you boo them. They don't know.
Yeah. I mean, if we're gonna do that weird thing where we drop lines and we're measuring toes, if you have a person have to go look at that screen and be like, that line is here, I don't care. But if you're like, the lines don't lie, boom, done.
Yeah.
Like tennis, where they're like, they show the replay in the computer vision. You've seen
Yeah,
hockey?
Yes.
And the whole crowd goes, like, it's great. We love a robot referee.
We have no idea if that's what's actually happening.
Who cares? Yeah, right? You've just showed
it could
me
be a cartoonist.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
I
but
love
that's
that.
The evidence. If that's how we're playing the game, great. That's how we're playing the game.
Let me be the wet blanket. Yeah. Be the adult in the room.
No, different things. Yeah. You don't get to give yourself adult credit.
That's a great point, by the way.
So I think VAR has not fixed, but at least helped with that influence that the home crowd can have on the referee, because
still a human decision though.
Still, but now there are more humans involved that can get involved. Before VAR, stuff that were called penalties were sometimes absolutely absurd.
Totally.
Yeah.
The obviously the legendary No Era Penal, the Mexico Netherlands game where it was just clearly Arjen Robben just jumping over, after no contact. So that is kind of sorted out a little bit. But I do think we make the joke about AI referees.
Yeah.
There's so much jostling going around that is not in the penalty area.
Yes.
That a human being just has to look at and say, is that soccer?
Yeah.
Or is it not soccer?
I know. And what's crazy is they're still wrong.
And
they're all the time.
Yeah, 100%.
We can do a 6-minute VAR review and then they'll make the wrong call. And we still have to like watch over and over on social media. We have to watch somebody like, oh, this hand is touching the ball. And we're just deciding we don't care about that today.
Right.
Yeah. So that's
very
so
frustrating.
It is very frustrating. But so here's my solution. I like robot referees. But my solution is we need a spot between the spot and the front of the 18-yard box. We need a mid spot, a farther away penalty that's like 3-4 yards harder. so that the ref does not feel as bad giving more penalties.
Okay.
Because you got like, now you got like a 50-50 shot of making it instead of it's like 70-80% of the time. We need a, and maybe even we go all the way back to the 18, you take two shots and it's a half point each. This, like, we just need, we need free throws.
You're getting crazy, bro.
I know. But you need something that people are okay calling, because, and making, so instead of making the decisions better, what if you just made them less crucial to deciding the entire game? Because the penalty kick did not exist forever in soccer. There was a point where someone just made that up. I can't remember the year.
But I also think
like there was a time when there was like, we didn't have this, and then we made that up and it changed the game. And now we're like, oh, it's just the game. You have to do penalty kicks. Sure. No, let's just make up a better rule.
But then why are we taking goals away from the game? We got to make it easier to score goals.
Yeah.
Well, that's why you get two shots.
Yeah, two shots.
No, and you call way more penalties because you're like, oh, this is not a guaranteed goal. So I, because one of the, that's what, because the ref is still a person. So they're like, look, I know it's 0-0 in the 80th minute. If I call this penalty, that's the whole game. I decided it.
Yeah. Okay.
But so, if you're like, you get two half point penalties from the arc out there, like, that could go either way.
Let me just say this. I was having drinks with some very high-level soccer executives. I'm not going to
And they were
names.
Like, dude, we need some bad ideas.
No. One guy was like, all right, anyone got any ideas of what maybe we could do different?
Yeah.
You know? And I was like, oh, this is going to be hilarious. And one guy who is way more of a American football guy, but happens to have a lot of money, so he's allowed to take part in soccer, he suggested that the penalty kick taker can pick the spot they want to kick from.
Oh.
Right? Within a certain distance.
So they can get some angle if they
want.
Yeah,
so I think there's like a sort of, you know how there's like the center circle, then like the little part of a circle, the D at the top?
Yeah.
Draw that around the goalkeeper, and you're allowed to pick any spot on that.
Yeah.
And we were like, any angle you turn makes the goal smaller.
Yeah.
So you're probably always going to pick the middle anyway.
Right, but you would have room to do more hook,
to
get more bend on
you. You have it now. That's the most beneficial spot for the goal for the kick taker.
Yes. But if you go diagonal, I'm not good at trigonometry. I feel like there is an angle.
I didn't even know this is trigonometry.
If you hook, probably just
I get what you're saying, but you'd have to be further back.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
you'd
right.
You'd
want to be
back.
Further back, probably. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So I was like, immediately put water on that idea, and he was like, all right, how about we get rid of penalty kicks altogether? And I'm like, you're making the game harder. Yeah.
That's what
score.
I'm saying. I'm not getting rid of them. I'm getting way more of them.
Yeah.
We're calling penalties all the time. And a bunch of games are going to end up 3.5-2. Like, that's going to be the score now.
I wouldn't mind a best out of three.
Ooh,
I wouldn't
take
mind
three
that.
Shots to get you.
You take three shots.
Yeah. Okay, I mean, just yesterday in the Nations League final, Mexico-Panama, which ended in like just tragic form for Panama. But
that's what you get for beating America, bro.
Raul Jimenez, did you see his run up?
Yeah.
It was very, very staggered.
Oh,
and some people are suggesting that if the kick taker can do that staggered run, that the goalkeeper should be able to get off the line before the shot is taken.
That was
taken.
The good old days when we could take two, three steps forward and they wouldn't notice. Yeah.
Tony Meola era.
I love it.
Guys in front of you. Saving
as a keeper,
the
that's the way to get so, the move. Yeah, yeah.
The main thing I want to suggest for you is that we've been working in the soccer media landscape for 10 years.
Yeah.
And
as long as you've been listening.
I want you, if this is something that you are passionate about, I want you to do a genuine video about this so you can feel the wrath of the footballing world whenever people try to change. You mentioned before about
an American accent in particular.
Oh, yeah.
An American accent.
I'm going to call it soccer the whole time.
Yeah, please do.
We'll say soccer.
Yeah.
Really
good. It's an English word. So.
I know. Yeah.
Notice all the colonies that they have call it soccer. It's kind of crazy. Europe calls Australia calls it soccer. We call it.
So it is something, but traditionalists, get very, very worked up about stuff like this.
Traditionalists are dumb. And every game is made up. There's no game that was like, this game showed up.
Exactly.
That game where Aztecs would hip a ball through that's all made up. Like, we've been making games up the whole time.
What was that game called?
I don't remember.
Poc de Poc, something like that.
Good for you for getting close. That's amazing. But yeah, like, every game is made up. And if the game is not fun, we can make up new things. And also, the way people play are changing all the time. So like the rules have to stay the same when we are doing different training.
Remember when
crazy.
People said five substitutes was going to ruin the sport?
I've never heard a single person be like, it was too many subs. That's what ruined that game.
Yeah, and now no one even notices.
No one cares.
We got five.
Yeah.
Change the center.
And also, like, you want to say, like, the penalty has to be the exact same as it was in 1922 or whatever when it came about. But now every goalkeeper knows everywhere you've ever shot, and they've seen a heat map before you go up, and they have it drawn on their water bottle.
Right.
Like, that's not the same.
Yeah.
The game's already changed. So why do we have to be like, let's tie our hands, let's let the goalkeepers change it on their rules or whatever? Like, the game's supposed to be fun. Like, basketball before the shot clock was bad, and then we added the shot clock, and it's really good.
Yeah.
We made the game good.
They're
like,
actually
make
talking
soccer
about,
good.
They're talking about moving the three-point line back because the whole game has turned into three-point shots or layups and dunks.
Yeah.
That's it. There's like no, they're like, the heat map is like, there's no 20-foot shots anymore.
Yeah, I love it.
Stephen Curry ruined the game.
Yeah, bro. game's gone, dog.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. But that's the thing about basketball is that they are more like, let's make the game better. Like,
I also
if
think,
the game's not fun, let's make the game fun.
I also think the appetite for Americans changing stuff kind of gone in Europe. But also, I think it's because so many American sports podcasts have been like, why don't we make the goal bigger?
You know? I know. And but also, they're right. What if the goal was bigger? It would be so fun.
Why even have goalkeepers?
You know that social media account, how big does it have to be? Where when somebody misses and they keep drawing the goal bigger?
They did it to Odegaard.
It's so funny.
It's like the size of the planet.
It's so funny. Recently I love that bit. But like, at some point, you could be like, we've watched this enough. Maybe there's a right size somewhere where we're getting more stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think it has to be higher scoring. And I obviously know, like, especially when you hang out with basketball people and they're like, this is nonsense. There's not enough goals. I want to see points. Like, there's no, like, in basketball, the first 100 points don't matter at all.
Yeah.
So they're pretending. It's just that's a smooth brain idea to be like, I need to see the number go up. Whereas, like, I can see the chances and be like, that's the same as hitting 100
points. It's like NFL.
Points. Yeah.
All right. Every goal is worth 7 points.
Right, exactly.
Do you feel better now?
Yeah. Yeah.
Stupid.
Who cares? Yeah. We could call each goal 5. Yeah. If that helps.
Actually, you know what? Let's blend two of our ideas.
And every
goal counts as 7 points.
Yeah.
Penalties count as 3.
I love
there's
that.
There's your field goal.
And also,
goal.
You can just open field tackle. Yeah. And like, we've got a game now.
This is how NFL football came about, by the way.
Yeah.
So that was like, I'm done with all this kicking it with just your foot. What if I take you out?
But I do think the fact that we can like look at the numbers and be like, these decisions are affecting games in this way. And we can decide, is it fun to have a penalty in the 89th minute be the deciding factor in a game? And if it's not, make the goal bigger or make the shot farther back or whatever. Like, change something until it's fun. That's my main takeaway from that.
I think the biggest challenge, and I think it's a good point about like the NBA is willing to make changes to make the game more fun.
Yeah.
I think the biggest challenge with soccer is that too many people play it. And the entire world, like FIFA, has to get everybody on board to make the kind of smallest change. Even when they introduce VAR, it has to. All these different confederations and leagues.
Yeah. Well, so maybe what FIFA does is they bribe people. Maybe they take some of their...
They would never.
Maybe they take some of their money and give it to the other groups to change.
Now, that's how would that work?
Do it backwards.
FIFA, is it a scam?
For sure. The most.
You don't end the video.
This is a smaller idea, though. That's my main idea, is half-point penalty kicks. But my other idea that I think we should do is I love ProRel. And I think not only we should add, first of all, we should add other American sports. I do think there are basketball teams
100%.
That should go back to being.
I'm glad the Knicks are better now, because if not, we'd be playing high school teams.
Yes, yes. But I also think we need to introduce it specifically to the men's national team. I think we should be playing college teams. We're not good enough to be in the nations. We should be out of CONCACAF. We should be relegated from CONCACAF right now. It is so embarrassing. Let us play children. I just want to have fun. I want to win. I don't want to watch this crap anymore. We're losing to Panama.
I wouldn't mind beating a bunch of kids.
like your old coach.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Put us in a different league where it's fun again. But this is more like Sunday night rec league softball. We're like, just find the level that's interesting let's play that.
It's fun to talk about this with other comics, because a lot of comics are just not plugged into the sport almost at all.
Uh-huh.
Do you follow the national teams? And I know
I do. I mean, so national team games are, one of the things that's brilliant, and you guys know this very well, although your schedules are stupider than mine because you wake up early. But the brilliant thing about watching Premier League is that it's like Sunday at 10.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't have a show.
It's Saturday morning cartoons.
Yeah, exactly.
For
it's
adults.
Beautiful. It's I can do that every week, but like, men's national team played during a show. The Canada score, I literally watched on my phone while I was on stage the other night, where it just kept having a notification. I would glance down and be like, God damn it. Like all over and over again. Cause I'm just never gonna get to watch that game. It's gonna be 7 o'clock on a show night. MLS is brutal. Like, I can watch the afternoon game, but I'm watching replays and I'm watching highlights because it's just really tough to follow.
They made it really tough for us when we started. This podcast came about in the stands of New York City FC's first season.
Yeah.
And at that point, like, the games were, like, sometimes early enough where we could get to – every once in a while there'd be a late game where I'd have to cancel spots or just miss that game. And I hated it. Now they're all Saturday night. And it's like
– And I love that for the TV contract. It makes sense for other people. It's just, like, for our one job, it's specifically annoying. So I follow it as best I can, but I'm missing out on a lot of stuff.
How do you feel about the World Cup is going to be hosted here in the U.S., Canada, and Mexico?
Oh, they're not giving that away because they're mad at us? Did you see that story? People thinking that? That's crazy.
They might have to change it to just Mexico and U.S. because Canada is 51st state.
Okay, we'll figure all that out later. But this administration is, my opinion, is like they're making the national team's job a lot harder, right? Because there's a balance of, we played against Panama the other day, and it's like, the Panamanian players are
a little bit upset,
riled up, because the goddamn president is talking about taking back the Panama Canal and this whole thing, And I just don't
Their nickname is Canaleros, bro. They're the Canalers.
Yeah. Oh,
the
no kidding. Oh, that's whatever. Interesting. So, but be real for me. I mean, you're a professional player. Do you need to be mad about the canal to just hustle? Like,
don't need to.
National teams are like, for some of these countries, that's their army.
No, I know, but they were passionate enough already. I feel like, I feel like the.
But do we have to give them a little fuel?
I would love to blame the Panama Canal on that loss. That's why they were mad about the canal. And I just think we played badly. And you don't get to win soccer when you play that way.
But then, I think both things are true here, though.
This is why I would argue. It's just like they have the canal to motivate them to play better against.
What's it called? Bulletin board material. Right. You know what I mean?
What does the U.S. men's national team have to be like, I'm amped up today because of blank.
I don't
won't give us the canal.
Maybe that's it.
Right. Yeah.
Fascist thing, right?
It is bad. But also I think you are giving a lot of credit to the team, like the administration and the team. These are not the same fan bases. These are two circles that don't overlap at all. There is no group of people who are like really, really passionate about taking the Panama Canal and also U.S. men's soccer. Yeah. That's just not happening.
There might be a couple.
There might be a couple. They're in our mentions.
Are they?
Yeah, they are.
I want to know more about their lives.
They're not a big contingent, but they're a
small minority.
A couple loud ones.
Well, this is what I was saying about the video game thing too, is we don't have to decide based on three loud people. But I think there's no way to get an American team riled up for the nation. You should be riled up to play soccer with a good team and like with the right sources, finances. Also, like we talked about home field advantage. We should have had home field advantage against Panama, but the game was $150 tickets at 4 p.m. on a weekday. No one's going to show up in LA in a football stadium.
There
was nobody there, but it was because you had to buy the double ticket and go see Mexico. And so all the Mexican fans bought tickets for their primetime game, which good on them. And so there was nobody there for the American game. But it wasn't like we didn't show up to support. It was 4 p.m. on a weekday in LA. Like you can't get people. You can't draw a show at 4 p.m. on a Thursday and be like, why has nobody come to my stand-up show? Like
they're still answering emails.
And if I was in town, that would have been a game I would have gone to. But it was also really expensive to sit in a football stadium. We're a million miles away. Like, treat it like it's a game.
This is the challenge for U.S. soccer is they know whatever team we play against, there might be more fans for that opposing team.
Right. And so they would love the
Costa Rica. So what they do is basically playing it in Costa Rica.
We do call New Jersey the Costa Rica of America.
So what they do is they raise the prices of the tickets to limit what those other fans, they don't want to go, they can't afford it or whatever. And it can't just be, so this is my argument. I just think we talk about the canal, whatever. We need something to motivate not only the players, but the fans as well to connect with that team. And I'm worried that the World Cup is going to be a kind of a nightmare because we don't have anything that is making us feel unified to support the team versus what's way more exciting is like, Canada, and they're saying 51st state. Like, yeah, everybody's excited. The storyline around it.
Yeah,
right. It's so exciting beating, for the players and the fans.
Beating America is more fun than being America.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah,
that
100%,
is definitely 100%. True. That yeah. is definitely true. However, we're going to be bad anyway, and we're going to get knocked out right away yeah. anyway. So the way to make this World Cup fun is to figure out a fun second team.
So who's your like, second nation then?
I love the Netherlands. So ah. my last name is Dutch. My last name is Italian, but my mom's family is Dutch, and that was more recent than we came from Italy. So I love the Dutch team, and also their fans are crazy and fun, and they party yeah. really great.
It's also a tiny country that produces some of the most insane footballers.
Totally. Like what an overperforming yeah. group, and also probably not going to win, but still like fun for a mid level team in yeah. every tournament. So I'm gonna root
sure,
for that.
Yeah.
But like,
and my aunt lives there. It's a fun time.
But and I would like to, there's gonna be a couple of games in LA, but also like there's gonna be games in Kansas, and I'm like, I can't. How am I gonna go to that? What are you talking yeah, about? Yeah, yeah, it's yeah. crazy. But put them in soccer. Sorry, really quick. Just put them in soccer stadiums too. Don't put them in the football stadium. I know you want the money. They were playing that game in a football stadium, but like, Bonk is a great stadium. BMO in LA is an amazing place to watch soccer.
Yeah.
And you would fill that up with American fans. You would have been able to play that game in two different places and make the games fun.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, the fact that that even the people running the tournament were like, let's just get our money and get out of here. That's not a good sign. And that's not about the Panama Canal. That's just about people stealing our money and running away.
Exactly.
That's the scam of that. That was the scam with the tickets.
We probably have to wrap up, but I want to ask about Liverpool.
Yeah.
Obviously, spectacular season so far in the Premier League.
In the Premier League. Yeah, yeah.
Champions League. Yeah,
the thing that everybody cared about until Liverpool started winning it. And they're like, well, just the league? Who cares? What we care about is the Carabao Cup.
Yeah.
So, but a loss, knocked out of Champions League, and then losing to Newcastle.
Yeah. In two different big oil powers knocked us out of tournaments. That's true.
So, well, that's going to happen a lot, buddy.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. But the, but Liverpool season, like, you know, we were talking about it on the show a couple of weeks ago, but just about the especially the Ballon d'Or type season that Mohamed Salah is having.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then they seem
not performing in some of these other competitions, though, may kind of work against
them. You know
what?
What if you were trying to take one of the canals from him? That might have gotten him. If you told me, you're like, what's
the Nile? He's Egyptian,
dude. If you said we were taking the Nile, he would have played like a bat out of hell.
Yeah. How about this? We change the pyramids to the pyramids of Giza, brought to you by Coca-Cola.
How are we feeling
about that?
Yeah,
or Budweiser? Let's upset.
Yeah, that'll be.
Yeah, let's upset the region.
Motivated.
Yeah.
But the fact that is winning the Premier League and getting knocked out of every other competition. Does it still feel as good? Is it?
I mean, look, today, obviously, we're still bummed. I mean, even like weeks later now, we're still bummed about the Carabao Cup, which literally nobody cared. If we won the Carabao Cup, everything would have been about how dumb this is and no one cares about it.
Yeah.
And then as soon as we didn't win, everyone was like, this is the most important thing that's ever happened. Everyone in Newcastle has a face tattoo of Carabao now.
It's like, been like 90 years since they've won anything.
Right,
like this
and
was
all
great.
It took was a $300 million investment from an oil billionaire. All it takes. Yeah. And then all of a sudden you're playing well.
Yeah.
Look, I'm happy for Newcastle because it is like a great fan base. It's a cool soccer area. Like, I really like that, and I was happy for them as much as I'm disappointed. I do think that the Premier League was the whole point. And like last year, if you were like, you guys want just the Premier League and nothing else, I'd be like, that'd be the best season I could. And because the last time we won was during COVID, we got no parade, we didn't get to have any fun. Like, it's going to be amazing, and I think we will come back to feeling that way. But like right now, obviously, we're just bummed about getting knocked out of these other things. But like, I mean, it's still an incredible season. And we were never like, what I think one of the things it reinforces is just how hard every single one of these is. Even the cup that no one cares about is really hard.
Yeah.
Playing in the Champions League is like, we won every single game in that round of like 200 games. We won every single one. Yeah. That unbelievably long, weird phase.
Which I love, by the way.
It was great. It was
I love
super
the
fun.
New format.
I mean, and the prize for getting through that at the top, the ahead of everybody else, is having to play PSG in the first round. It's terrible.
Yeah.
I mean,
and they barely made it through.
I know. And if we could have played their December form, we would have won by a lot. In fact, we had to play their new form where they're actually amazing.
Do you think Mohamed Salah should be in the running in the lead for Ballon d'Or?
Oh, it's insane if he wasn't. Of course he should. But it does feel like if the end of the season tapers off, like what's fun to give it? It's not fun to give it.
Do you think
for
Liverpool
sure.
resigns him?
The contract thing is so stupid. I think they should. I think they should give him a 100-year contract and a statue tomorrow. Like, give him everything. But one of the things about Liverpool's management is that they are like trying to build efficient businesses, and
yeah, moneyball a little bit.
They're trying to moneyball a little bit.
Yeah.
And which I, it's Fenway, which is like the bad guys here, but I'm happy for it when they're like the fact that the rebuild that we did, like we lost Jude Bellingham, we pulled back from Jude Bellingham and went with the midfield that we already had. And then it's one of the strongest midfields that anyone's fielded this year. It's unbelievable.
Which is my last question. Is Arne Slot a better coach than Klopp? They made no purchases. They only brought in Chiesa, who's barely used.
Yeah. What a great purchase that was. Everyone, and a goalkeeper that's literally not in the team. Yeah. Great.
And all of a sudden, they're better than they were previously.
I do think, I mean, obviously, Klopp left a nice present. And no one leaves the team. It's so rare for a manager to be like, well, I'm going to retire because things are going to be good next year. Like, that's crazy. He did the rebuild and then pissed off. That's amazing.
Yeah.
We really lucked out on that. And Slot was like, to Fenway's, like, picking managers, they found a person whose format, whose structure, who the way he plays fits perfectly with this team we already have. And then he made some very good decisions early on. And there's, I mean, in the fan base, they're blaming him a lot for not making subs earlier in the Newcastle game and for not not doing more rotation during the league games before that. But like, I mean, for a first season, it's hard to beat as a first season. And for like, and seeing the potential in Gravenberch that was not, he was not getting played at the end of last year.
It's crazy how good he is.
Like, and they're unbelievable players. So, I mean, he's clearly brilliant. And I do think, because it was that Klopp documentary that just came out that no one cares about. And I love Klopp.
The Klopp-umentary.
Yeah, the Klopp-umentary. You're kind of.
Oh, yeah. Wow. You know, I mean, it's just.
Sometimes.
If that had come out and we were terrible, I would have watched every moment of that with tears in my eyes for what we had. Right. And I didn't watch it yet. Because I was like, that just happened, and we are having so much fun right now.
Yeah, yeah.
So for
Klopp, we're winning.
Look, it's the best of all possible worlds. I'm getting to watch this brilliant Dutch tactician come in and make this team great, and I'm also getting to watch Jurgen Klopp on Instagram with his Red Bull money flying around the world doing nothing.
Yeah,
he's happy, we're happy. It's like I could not have asked for a better change.
What a turn of events! It's who would have known? Wild. If someone would have told you 2 years ago, hey, Klopp's gonna go work for Red Bull doing what? Whatever he wants
doing
in Paris.
Nothing. Yeah, he's just like, hey, he's spending money.
I like the way you guys are passing here.
Yeah.
Then go to Austria.
All right, boys. All right. Keep it going.
I'm going to go play pickleball with my wife. I'm like, what a life.
We're part owned by LVMH now.
You got to go get bags.
It's a wild thing. Yeah. And you'd have Arne Slot winning it better than Klopp did.
Just, you know, not smiling, saying nothing fun in the press conferences, but just like actually executing and having a brilliant time.
But
it's a great time.
At least Everton had that great moment at Goodison Park against Liverpool.
It made me believe as an Arsenal fan.
That goal.
It was. You know. Look. Here's what I want to say.
The downfall. The beginning of the capitulation.
I will say. I don't know how you guys are because you have to watch everything, and this is also a part of your career. My goal for all of this is for watching soccer to make me happier than not watching soccer. The way that people absorb misery and bring it into their lives. Like if I tell my wife, I'm like, hey, Saturday morning, I'm gonna wake up early. I'm gonna watch something that's gonna ruin my day. That would not be a good relationship.
Yeah. Of course.
So I am here to be happy. So I am like, I'm happy for Newcastle. I was happy for everything. It was beautiful.
Sure.
And because I'm not from there, I don't have the same chip on my shoulder where kids were bullying me in middle school because of what shirt I was wearing. Like, I'm happy for, I like a good story. I like a good moment. And we're going to win the league. And I'm gonna have the best day of my life.
It enrages all my British friends that sometimes I'm like, ah, it's good for the sport. And they're like, you say
that? I know. And I know, look, I'm a tourist here. I get that. Yeah. You know, and I'm not, it's different if you grew up there and I respect that for you. But I do not think letting a sport ruin my Saturday is a justifiable life choice.
Yeah.
I think the goal of everything is to ride the highs and ignore the lows. Yeah. And that's what I'm trying to do.
My wife put it succinctly once where it kind of readjusted the way I look at Arsenal.
Yeah.
She's like, you're really going to let 11 millionaires kicking a ball at another 11 millionaires upset you today?
Yeah. It can upset you in the moment. Yeah. But then just you got to let it go and move on. Yeah. I did burn down a Carabao facility.
Okay.
I did. I just want to make sure that they know the third tier Thai energy drink that they don't deserve my business.
We will never drink it here.
Never.
And that smell has still not gone away.
Actually, funny thing, the liquid didn't burn.
It's weird.
But it's good to drink.
All the stuff they pour into it, highly flammable. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Alex Falcone, this is just so much fun, man. Thank you so much.
So Cooligans, is it a scam?
No, not at all.
Oh, look at this. Carter, can you pull up Alex's Instagram?
Show me
and
your
stuff?
Show me my Instagram. Yeah, yeah, let me look at it big.
Make sure you go go follow him. There we go. On everywhere.
You can just click that right now. Just click that follow button right there.
It's already followed.
We already follow you.
Try it anyway. Try it anyway.
It's gonna say we.
Oh, beautiful! Now you're following me. How hard was that?
We were following you, but there's a whole thing we deal with guests all the time. Alex Falcone.
Is it Falcone?
It's Falcone. Yeah.
Okay.
I wish it was Falcone, but
you could make it that. No one will tell you.
It's like the Batman changes every time how they say Falcone or Falcone. I feel like I should change with the current Batman.
The videos you do are awesome, man. When it comes to just like, you know, like quick lessons or learning about any subject of it, most things are scams. You know what I mean?
We live in a hellscape.
You got a lot of material for
these things. Yeah. Every time I think of run out, I'm like, oh, actually, we're living in a haunted carnival all the time. Yeah. Everything is a scam.
Alex, best of luck going forward. Thanks, with everything. And and the next time you're in New York, or maybe even want to play a pickup game.
I would love that.
On Sundays, if you ever arrive.
I don't move well, but I see the game.
Yeah. Okay. And what I want to do now, first of all, thanks for being on the show. We're big fans. Now I want to show him some of these boom guys.
I want to get his reaction. All right.
So, Carter, would you mind just pulling up?
Go to TikTok, I think would be the easiest. Just open a tab.
By the way, 2.7 million followers. Still bringing it. Still bringing it. Still bringing it. Who said one hit, one to it, bring the boom. We're back bringing it strong, so turn up the volume. You gotta bring the boom strong, bring the boom with no fear. Bring the boom was the song of the summer this year. Put him on the boom meter, we're gonna rate it. Put the fries in the bag, now already ate it. Boom with doom in the restaurants, making some noise. Taking the field with the Boca Beach Boys. Busting on the rap scene like Slim Shady. Throwing with the roar just like Tom Brady. Throwing up weight that others can't budge. Smashing home runs like Aaron Judge. Across the world, across the nation, keep on singing it. The boom's still here and we're still bringing it.
Definitely missed that. For sure he missed that ball.
We both seem so unhealthy. We know that fit.
I think the dad was like, oh, wait. Now bring the phone. So this is the follow-up to their other song? I guess the other song was like...
This is the worst thing I've ever
nationally panned. When you subscribe here to our channel, no, you'll never be alone. We bring the boom to you each day right here from Boca Raton. Stick with the Costco guys and you'll never get beat. We'll throw some paper towels and get me all meat. We're pushing weight. Big Justice brings the boom and puts it over the wall. When your family comes first, it can never be a doom. Ashley and mother of Big Justice even bring you the boom. We bring the boom. That's what we do.
Here's my thought.
Hilarious.
Here's my thought. No one likes this actually. Everyone likes this slightly making fun of them. Everyone knows that. Nobody doesn't realize this cringe. No, for sure not. No, there's no sense that they know what they're doing. That they're in on the irony. It's the inability to say the sentence that they're trying to say with any... They're like, and now I'm acting. Of course I'm Costco, guys. Yeah. I'm going to touch the meat.
Yeah.
Like, the worst... Like, there's no way they know what that is. But I think everyone is like, this is so bad, it almost works. That's my theory.
It's 2.7 million followers.
Yeah, I mean... I think...
That first one that lasts for 63 million views on a video... of them very slowly making the same joke over and over and over and over and over. Like, there's no...
How much of that is hate watch of the 63 million?
That's what I'm saying. I think it has to be partially
62.8?
Yeah, people are sharing it to be like, look how bad this is, and that still counts. Yeah.
And it helped them. And now they were on The Tonight Show, and even Jimmy Fallon could not hide his disdain for them.
I'm sure on The Tonight Show it was not... Yeah, that booking was not like... I can't believe I'm finally in the room with the Costco guys. It was like, you guys are so ridiculous. He had to
pretend we're so excited to be here.
Yeah. That's his thing. I think so bad.
I think as we came up in learning how to do comedy and comedy clubs. You need a talent, but we also knew what shame felt like.
We did
a bad joke. That is
one of the worst things we have. As an artist, if you had no shame whatsoever, you'd have 2.7 million followers.
We would be these people.
Having no self-awareness is really solid.
You have to watch this one. This is their boomer doom.
We're ordering one of everything at the Costco food court, and we're going to give it a boom or a doom. Let's go. Let me get one of everything.
Everything on the menu is $39.45?
This is the chicken bake. You already know what this is.
This is the quarter pound hot dog. Boom!
And here's the pepperoni
pizza. Everyone's
cuts
is too long. I get it.
Surprisingly really good. Another boom!
Why doesn't his son blink?
This is the turkey
he
and Swiss
sandwich.
He doesn't
either. It runs in the family.
I'm kind of on the fence about this, so I'll give it a boom.
This is the strawberry ice cream. Boom! This is the vanilla ice cream.
Where did this kid come from?
Get out of this family,
no
kid.
No one's ever met you, kid.
This is some random.
You still have time, bro. Yeah.
You know what this is? It's the double chunk chocolate cookie. That's a boom.
It's like he's never eaten before. Yeah. Right. It's like, this is not your first. What was the one of the top comments was like, who is your tech? What was that? Because I feel like they were still getting roasted in the comments.
Oh, lash tech. Their lashes are very long. Yeah.
But from the thing of like, not just like, this is not for me.
Hold on, right there. Okay, see the two of them flexing? The one to the right of that. Next one.
That one?
Yes, click on this, please. We bring the boom. This is the song that like haunted me when I first saw it. How many views is this?
The Rizzler. He's got me. He was the only charming one.
He's, by the way, the neighbor's kid.
Yeah, he's.
We'll be bringing the boom around the quarter past three.
We bring the boom so loud.
This is our party around DMC, right?
Right, one of the top comments is that Ashley doesn't want to be here. That's very funny.
I guess that's this lady.
Rizzler's the only good one. Look at that kid. He's the only one with any personality.
This is 100% the dad's idea. There was a video that leaked of like the dad like not yelling, but like, come on, man, we gotta get another take.
Yeah, there's no way this is like a healthy family environment.
No, exactly. And this is the part that I like. As far like, this is not my taste. Whatever, and you can like it if this is funny to you. Awesome. Putting your kids on TikTok, I think, is bad.
This
I think
is my problem.
I think it's wrong.
I don't think it's good. I don't think it's funny, and I don't understand why it's still happening.
Yeah, but the thing is not for me. But the righteous anger is putting your kid in the video. That's the part where I'm like, this actually should be illegal. What you're doing is really genuinely messed up, and I don't like it.
And isn't there like a documentary about these like the family vloggers?
Yeah. I haven't actually watched this, but apparently it's great. Yeah, it's sad. It's very sad.
Yeah, they're just like, I mean, destroying brutal. These children and make them. They become like child actors within their own family.
Did you X out of that?
Yeah.
Okay, because I was gonna say I noticed in one of the
don't
videos.
Don't show me more.
No. I don't want to show you more. Someone's wearing an Argentina jersey, and if they're soccer fans, we got to get them on the show. We got Liverpool season. How many booms?
I noticed that. That was Jinxie. He's a live streamer.
Oh, okay.
Even him being in a video, he has like millions of followers, and he's just playing like Madden and screaming all the time. Not to say like it's bad. He's a bad person or bad content, but this is we learned. We're like boomers when it comes to like the entertainment industry.
Yeah, it's true.
We have this craft. And no one needs us anymore.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to say that like what I am doing is in some way better artistically than what they are doing.
I'll say it.
Buddy, we have you on the show for a reason.
But I am deeply troubled by the way by family vlogging. I just think it's so creepy. I think it's. I mean, do you know any child actors who turned out great?
None.
And this is way more personal. This is child acting, but at your house, constantly, every day. Yeah.
It's work from home child acting.
Yeah.
Oh, nothing worse.
Yeah, it's house arrest child acting is what it is. There's no way that's good for these kids. That's got to be destroying
them. Well, I'm glad and also very upset that we ruined your life by showing you that.
I hate it so much, but I just want to give my quick review of all those videos. Yeah.
Doom. All right. Is it Doom? Yep. It is Doom.
Alex, thank you so much for being on the show. Please buy tickets to his shows.
Yeah,
he's absolutely hilarious on stage. You got a sense of that here. It's not just the little TikTok and Instagram videos. The kid's great on stage.
Thank you. Thank you.
Alex, thanks so much, brother.
And you're great at a wedding.
Oh, thank you, man. Hey, you know what? I will take that as a credit.
He was good.
Alex Falcone, everybody.
Vamos. Yes. Hilarious, dude. Yeah, you met him at a wedding.
Already was a fan of him.
Yeah.
You know how weird that is when you see someone, you're like, hey, because in comedy, if you live in the West Coast or on the East Coast and you see someone from the other coast, they're basically a stranger.
100%.
Because you don't run into them that often.
Exactly.
They got to go, either I got to go there or you got to come here.
Right. And there's also, you never, there's also a little bit of like, I've seen you on my Instagram and on the internet. I don't know if you have seen me or right. But like, there's never any like.
There's also that weird thing of like, all right, well, you got this little thing on the internet, but are you actually funny?
Right. There's, you got to, I mean, which is, that's usually, we're used to it in right. The soccer world. People are very skeptical.
You know how I knew he was funny? He complimented me on my best man speech. And that's it.
That's it. That's all it took.
That's all it took.
You can like, recognize good material
when
you
see it. This guy got the vision, bro. If that's what your taste level is, I can only imagine what you're like on stage.
So, yeah, that's a good, it's a good time when people think we're funny. Yeah. So keep doing that.
Yeah. tell us we crushed. So, hit the like button.
Hit the like button to tell us if you think you're funny. Yeah. If we're funny.
Please. So, please hit that like button if you haven't already.
Yeah, hit the subscribe also while you're here. Why not?
Most important, like button. So, do that. Let Instagram know what you watch is good, and it should share us with other people. It really helps.
All right. And yeah, make sure you follow us on all socials as well, at soccercooligans.com on Blue Sky. Mm. Get over there. Stop posting on X. I'm done with this whole X. I want every league.
You want X to be your X.
I want X. That's it, bro. Damn. I'm blocking X off. I'm deleting.
So you only read it at 3 a.m. when no one's around you. Because it's X.
Alexis, you're making it hot, bro. Oh,
I thought we were just being open and honest here. That's my bad, bro.
So, yeah, get on Blue Sky. That's where all the action is. All the footy content creators having all the conversation and the discourse. So get over there. All right, everybody. We'll see you on Monday. Have a good weekend. Enjoy whatever games are happening.
Free Carter.
He is still. I don't know if he's still in jury duty.
Still in jury duty, bro. Free Carter.
We need him. We need him out.
Just stand up and yell guilty. They'll send you home, dude.
Can you still say I'm racist?
No, not loud
it
anymore.
It doesn't work anymore. Damn.
Yeah.
Bro,
remember, Shorty got indefinite jury duty because of that.
The only thing.
The judge goes, I don't think you racist. That's when you gotta bring out an old-timey slur. You gotta have one in the back pocket if you're gonna claim racist.
Bro, it's like that was the only thing racism was good for, to get out of jury duty. Mm-hmm. And damn, they took it away from us.
Right?
Okay. So we'll see if Carter makes it back.
Well, they didn't take it away from us. They made it mainstream, unfortunately.
All right. We'll see you on Monday.
Free Carter. We love you. We miss you. Hit the like button if you want Carter to be free.
Peace.